After 10 years as music director, Leonard Slatkin is in his final one with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. WKAR will be bringing you select live broadcasts throughout the year, part of a partnership with WRCJ in Detroit. But for this Friday's first live broadcast of the season, I got to speak to the maestro at Orchestra Hall in Detroit.
Every concert this year is designed with a real means to understanding what it has been like for me to be the music director of the Detroit Symphony for 10 years. For the purposes of this week, I decided I wanted to do something different. So I asked seven of my good buddies and composer colleagues to select either a former or current student of theirs, and I would commission them each to write between a 10 and 12 minute piece to open a concert. And this week we have Lauren Loyacano, who is a student of Stephen Stuckey. Her piece is called Smothered by Sky.
Joining the world premiere of Lauren Loyacono's Smothered by Sky on Friday's concert and live broadcast, Maestro Slatkin is highlighting two fairly recent additions to the DSO, principal violist Eric Nolan and principal cellist Wei Yu. He asked them what they wanted to play and be featured with, and Wei Yu chose Elgar's Cello Concerto.
I have been an Anglophile almost all my life. As much as people talk about me for promoting American music, I've always been associated with English music, particularly when I'm in England. I would say for people that don't know Elgar, this is one of the two or three pieces that you should hear before making a judgment call on him. Yes, he's maybe not to everybody's taste. I tend to put him in kind of being the English Richard Strauss in these big sweeping statements. But this is a more intimate concerto. It really is. And it does show off the soloist, but it shows off how they blend with the orchestra, how you listen. It's a little complicated to conduct, more complicated to play just because the attention is focused for the 30 minutes the piece takes.
After Wei Yu finishes the Elgar Cello Concerto, the second half of the DSO's concert is devoted to Hector Berlioz and his Herald in Italy, a work which began as a rare viola concerto but grew into a symphony.
It was written originally for Niccolo Paganini to play, and Paganini took a look at it and said, there's not enough for the viola to do, so I'm not going to play it. And he didn't, but subsequently he went to a performance of it and apologized to the composer, saying, I understand exactly what you meant. Now, Berlioz is, in my mind, one of the great revolutionaries in music. You have to remember that he lives and writes just following the death of Beethoven. So when you hear Berlioz's work, it's hard to believe he was thinking of these sounds and these ideas so close to the time of Beethoven. And he doesn't fall into the Germanic tradition of writing like a Schumann or Brahms. He has his own world, very special, and Herald in Italy is no exception.
Maestro Leonard Slatkin leads the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in three works this weekend. More information at dso.org, and it's a concert the WKAR will broadcast live this Friday morning, October 20th, on 90.5 Classical, starting at 10:45 a.m. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.